And at this point, I'm going to turn the gavel over to Commissioner Saltzman. Thank you.
It's another fist.
So our next item is 1059. If you could read that, Carla, please.
Authorize the Bureau of Transportation to acquire certain permanent and temporary rights necessary for construction of the North Rivergate Freight Project through the exercise of the city's eminent domain authority.
Commissioner, you did it.
Thank you. This is a project that will reduce freight congestion caused by train traffic in North Portland, and I'd like to introduce who I hope I have the name right, Marty Maloney. Yay! Right-of-way specialist to explain the project and answer any questions. Welcome.
So first, I needed to actually amend the exhibits that were attached to the ordinance. Gave those to Carla as well.
Can you move the mic a little closer to me?
Sorry.
What are the amendments?
So there was a couple amendments. One on one property, we needed to actually acquire 5.5 extra square footage of property for a sidewalk connection. And then on the port property, we needed to acquire just a small amount more of temporary construction easement as well.
And have the property owners been notified of this change?
Correct. Yes.
So I move the amendment.
Second.
Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Marty Maloney with the Peabody Right-of-Way. The agenda item in front of you is to authorize eminent domain authority as well as to offer just compensation to the property owners. The project will design and construct a roadway overcrossing to elevate North Rivergate Boulevard over the existing Union Boulevard or Union Pacific Railroad tracks between North Time Oil and North Burgard. As part of the project, a frontage road will be created on the north end to connect the two property owners on the north side of the project. All affected property owners have been notified of the need for the property and have been invited to listen to the agenda hearing or the agenda being read. If you have any other questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Have there been any objections?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay, no further questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anybody signed up to testify, Carla, or anybody wish to testify?
No one signed up.
Okay, anybody wish to testify? Okay, this is an emergency ordinance, so please call the roll.
Is this on the amendments first?
Oh, okay, on the amendments first.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Okay, amendments pass, and now on the main ordinance.
Udaly?
Thank you for being here, Mr. Maloney. I vote aye.
Fritz.
This is an important project. I always ask, do the property owners, are they okay with this? Obviously, the city has to be very careful in exercising eminent domain and making sure that people have been notified and had the opportunity to object. I think it will benefit these properties, and I'm assuming that's why they're not objecting. And sometimes there are tax benefits to going through the condemnation route rather than the sale. So I understand that. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Okay, the ordinance is adopted, and